Amen. Well, we're going to jump right into the Word of God here. And the kids are going down to the office. Jeannie's got a great little lesson for them there. We're going to be going to Luke, if you wanted to go there in your Bibles. Luke chapter 6. The title of my sharing this morning is A Most Challenging Body Part. There's a small but very powerful instrument of the human body that is quite impactful, very unique. It can cause you to be thrown in jail immediately. It can open doors for you to make millions. Either one. It's amazing. Now, you might think, well, wait a minute here. What could that be? Could that be the heart? No, not talking about the heart. Could it be the brain? Nope, not that. Nope. Now, I know out of the heart come the issues of life, right? But there's an instrument, there's a body part that is the spokesman for that heart. And that is your
mouth.
Boca, right? Boca, mouth, yes, your tongue. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this morning. This very challenging body part. And it is something that can get us into a lot of trouble very quickly. Or it could really help us walk in the power of the gift of Holy Spirit with our confession of God's Word. So Luke chapter 6, and let's take a look at verse 45. I got it here in my notes. I'm going to read these to you. I'm reading out of the King James. So here, verse 45 of chapter 6 in Luke, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart, obviously a very important body part there, bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth, come on in. That's not going to work.
Don't sit on that.
Don't sit on that, please. Yeah.
Is he right there on the couch?
No, he's all right back there. Glad you made it. Bless your heart. So, this last part of verse 45 in Luke chapter 6, for out of the abundance of the heart, what speaks?
The mouth.
The mouth, okay? So, this mouth is kind of a spokesperson for your heart. And if you got some evil thinking going on, you're probably got some evil words coming out. But hopefully for us as born-again ones, we're confessing, we're using our mouth to confess the Word of God that we sow in our heart. So what you produce with your tongue and mouth really reflects deeply what you believe and who you really think you are. Let's carry on, verse 46. And why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. So God's going to give us a comparison here. You know, he starts off here, verse 46. People say, oh, Lord, Lord, but you're not doing what the Lord says to do. So he's talking about someone that heareth his saying and then does them. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, And the ruin of that house was great. Two great illustrations here. And so our challenge in doing the word, and a big part of it, is our verbal confession, right? So many times we're doing the word of God, and it starts with our mouth. Okay, this is what it says. I'm more than a conqueror. Okay, that's who I am. I am more than a conqueror. Now, sometimes our mouth could trick us and, okay, I'm more than a conqueror. I just read that, but, you know, I don't feel so good. I this is a horrible world and all the news coming down these days. I don't feel like that. So your mouth kind of controls some things here, doesn't it? It's the spokesman of the heart. Now, many people are subject to our times. And I get it. We are surrounded with all the events and occurrences of what goes on around us. And many folks are a result of the reflection of our times. But as sons of God, we're in a unique position that we're not subject to this world. We're subject to the Word of God, that perfect Word of God. That's where we want to focus in on, right? The truth of God's Word and what it says, and then use our mouth, get things started with the confession. So many times we need to use our mouth to get us going. In other words, you're waking up Monday morning, tomorrow, got to go to work. Jeremy's starting work at San Diego Gas and Electric. So now maybe getting up kind of early and, okay, I'm still kind of tired. I don't know if I want to go. Okay, well, so you just got to talk yourself into it. Yeah, I got to go. I've got a great job here. I'm in San Diego. Man, oh man, we got burritos here. They don't have that in St. Louis. They might have Budweiser or whatever, but so yeah, we talk ourselves into things many times, don't we? And that's okay. Sometimes we talk ourselves out of things, and we don't want to talk ourselves out of the Word of God. So our identity is not formulated by the world or the systems of this world and of our times, but it should be and is really, because we're sons of God, it's based on the Word of God, what it reveals of who we are. So we confess it, we say it, we use our mouth and say it. So I'm going to go to Jeremiah. If you want to join me there, it's chapter 17. And again, I'm in the King James here. We're going to start in verse 5 of Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parts. Heath is a little scrubby little desert plant. So it inhabits the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be like, or be as, a tree planted by the waters, and that spread out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Verse 9, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? You know, what goes on in our thinking, our heart, and the depth of our personal life can be very questionable. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing, the fruit of his doing. You know, and again, so many times, the fruit of our doing is our confession. You know, yes, we need to physically act and do the word, but it really starts with our confession, our mouth, our tongue, speaking the truth to ourselves, building ourselves up with the word of God. Our verbal action plays an important part, an important role in manifesting who we really are. Here's Proverbs. Okay, we're going to go to Proverbs, and then we're going to finish in James. But Proverbs first, a few verses here. These are quickies. Proverbs 10:11. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. So, you know, out of that mouth can come good or bad, right? But we are righteous before God. We are right before Him. And so when we speak, we are a life, a well of life. Verse 20 says, of same chapter 10, the tongue of the just is as choice silver. And then verse 21, the lips of the righteous feed many. So, boy, oh boy, isn't it so true? What is verbalized so much influences so many. And we need to influence ourselves with the confession of who we are in Christ, our identity in Christ. So let's go to James, if you would. We're going to close here in chapter 3, some interesting verses here as we handle this most important, most challenging body part, our mouth and lips, our throat. It says in James chapter 3, we're going to jump to verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Now, how many of you have ever ridden horses? A couple of you. I used to, as a kid, I was rode quite a bit. Rode in the, not barrel racing, yeah, I guess I did some barrel racing, but different things. And but if I remember right, and maybe you can correct me, here's this massive animal that you're sitting on, right? And you've got the reins, and I remember two ways that horses are trained. Maybe there's different ways, but if you pull on this left rein, that horse knows to go left. Now, another way I remember is you bring the reins across the neck that brings that horse going that way, too. If some of you... Yeah, so... But isn't that amazing? Just a little movement of the reins and this huge horse with you on it is going where you want it to go. Great illustration here, isn't it? Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven by fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very little helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. You know, the governor is what steers. So you guys, Bob's, you know, he knows how this works. Just a little turn of that rudder, and this huge multi-ton boat turns. So great, great illustration here, how important or how influential our tongue is. Now, here we go, verse 5. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. You know, you get to start a little fire and then look out, it'll burn down the whole hillside if you're not careful. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Pretty wild. In other words, I mean, sometimes we can just say the wrong thing, right? And it just kind of, kills the mood, or
hurts somebody.
It's so us husbands with our wives, we've learned this.
Hopefully.
And I think we're still learning to say the right thing, the right responses. Yes. Big deal. All right, verse 7. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tame and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. I love that illustration. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth, I mean, this is nailing it here, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Yeah, no. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine fig, so can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. You know, that conversation is with our mouth. What are we saying? But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So, boy, there's some great practical things here of what we want to have come out of our mouth. The most important thing out of our mouth is the wisdom of God. And I love these verse 16, and or 17 and 18 rather. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first what?
Pure.
Pure.
Peaceable.
Gentle. Easy to be entreated. Full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So, this body part of ours, our mouth, our tongue, how we use it is so, so important, right? And we've got a lot of good things to say with it, don't we? I mean, my goodness, God's word, that the words of life. And we can speak the words of life to ourselves, to bless ourselves, and to bless other people as well. So, the food of our lips, our mouth, our tongue, is the wisdom of God. We speak the truth of who we are in Christ. We utilize that awesome body part, our tongue, our mouth, to speak the truth. Sound good?
Amen.
I got some amens on that. Okay. Well, Father, thank you for the privilege it is to be born again of your Spirit, to have all the wonderful blessings of the new birth living within. And may we recognize that in the depth of our heart and then speak it out to ourselves and to others as well, that we're convinced that we are sons of God with power, that we have the peace of God reigning in our hearts, that we can speak great wisdom to this world so they can see your love, your heart, your desire to have everyone in the family of God. So we love you, Father, and thank you for continuing to work within us, to bless us, take care of us, and to feed us your matchless word. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, God bless you. That's the message for today. You're welcome to hang it. Yes.
I was just thinking the most important thing about the mouth is Romans 10, 9, and 10.
Wow. Yeah. Great point. Thank you.
That's for thy mouth.
Well, what does that Romans 10, 9, and 10 say? If thou shalt confess with your mouth
the Lord Jesus,
and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead,
thou shalt be saved.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness.
Righteousness unto
confession.
Amen. I'm glad you brought that up. Wonderful.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. Good deal. Well, bless you for joining us on Facebook Live, and we'll see you next time if the Lord tarries. This works here.